My name is Jeremy. In my preteen years, before I learned what a tabletop RPG was, I created what I called paper games to play with my friends, and recorded them in spiral-bound notebooks. Now, my wife Anastasia and I are reopening these notebooks to try out these childhood games as adults.
Join us on our spiral-bound adventure!
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome to my adventure.
To your mystical quest.
Oh yes, my mystical quest.
Because we are playing...
It hasn't been particularly mystical yet. Is that coming?
Well, you did collect some magic, but let's go ahead and recap what's happened so far in the first part of your mystical quest. Last time, Panastasia woke up in her little elf house, heard a large commotion outside. She was planning on heading out of the village early in the morning so that she could go and try and save the king's palace that had been taken over by the orc king, only to find out that Portobello Village had already been invaded by orcs.
What did I think was happening? If an orc guy was taking over the castle.
You didn't think they would get here so quick. You didn't realize how vast their forces are. Quickly, you grabbed your favorite frying pan. You just finished making eggs on it. Still greasy, but a solid frying pan nonetheless. Already sharpened on the end. Grabbed it to use as a weapon. Headed out in your pajamas, wearing your But First 11sies shirt. Ran out to face some orcs. Save your fellow villagers. It went not great at first, but then the rules of the universe somehow changed.
And I got stronger.
You got stronger as you were resurrected. And as you traveled through the village and rescued villagers from orcs and goblins and trolls, you managed to get a hold of some armor for yourself. You have an orc helmet you're now wearing. You managed to get a sword from one of the orcs as well. You've also absorbed 10 magic points along the...
Absorbed.
Yeah. It's just kind of like an orb of magic.
Okay.
You absorbed an orb of magic.
Like I ate it?
Just kind of flew into you.
Oh, okay.
Towards the end of the first half of Portobello Village, you found some mysterious bushes that you burned down, and inside you found a magic spell. The ability to freeze your enemies. Now, as the sun reaches its highest point in the sky, you're well-equipped to take on the sorcerer you've heard is leading this invasion in the second half of Portobello Village. Are you ready?
Ready. I do limbering up activities.
Alright, you do some calisthenics.
Ooh, it feels good to stretch.
You gotta stretch if you're gonna kill some orcs.
It's true. Now I'm ready.
Alright, as you pass through the gate into the other half of the village, you immediately see a lone naked orc who charges you.
They're all naked. Okay. I charge him back with sword out.
Alright, two of you are running at each other. One of you has armor and a sword, the other one doesn't. So we'll see who wins. Why don't you go ahead and roll?
10 dice?
Yes, because you get 2 for your sword. And you're at full health, so...
So if I use my bow, would it be 1 die?
I would say it would be 1 die, but you can use it from a distance, so you don't have to actually engage them, and they can't get a hit on you right away.
Yeah. 5, 6. That should be 2 hits.
2? Pretty good. Slash him across his side, and he bleeds his gross black orc blood and howls in pain and decides he's going to make a run for it. He's going to try and tell the others that a warrior is coming.
Ah, bow time.
Bow time.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so that's overkill for sure. So he just takes off running and you just like kind of nonchalantly lob an arrow off into the air, and it just comes down right into the back of his head. He falls down flat.
I'm extremely
dead.
extremely talented because this is a brand new bow. I've never used it before.
I've never even tested the resistance or anything. Nope. You're just instantly like, no, I got this. I'm a great archer.
Yeah, it shows my true warrior skill.
Okay, well, that work is gone. He didn't have any equipment on him. And the path only leads one way.
Okay.
Straight ahead. So, not a lot of options.
Here I go.
Sorry.
I do lunges through it.
Do the sort of, like, lunge walk thing, mm-hmm. where, like, each step you just, like, fully extend, get a little bit of the ground. You're getting so nice and stretched out, yeah. ready to go.
Yeah.
Good thing you're wearing joggers.
True.
Good thing to wear into battle, it turns out.
Unless you want protection.
You don't need to protect your legs, it's fine. As you walk further into the village, sitting upon a big rock, as usual, is one of your rivals.
Why do I have all these rivals in town?
You just have a lot of challengers.
That's her name fair. Is... I feel like, you know, people are jealous of my warrior status.
True. I mean, you're the only true warrior in town, so people want to challenge that.
Did they see my bow and arrow action? Would they have seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. They must be nervous to challenge me right now.
So, Pethany jumps down from the rock and says... If you're going to take on all these orcs, you could probably use some armor.
Oh!
I'll give it to you if you can best me.
Oh, I can. I'm 100% certain. I am the one warrior. I'm not worried about it at all.
Alright, Pethany squares up.
Is this a fisticuffs situation?
Oh, that's what she's working with,
but... I don't really want to kill her.
Oh, you don't have to kill her. You just have to defeat
but
her.
But what? I'm so strong. What if I kill her on accident?
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Go ahead and... What are you going to do?
I'm going to punch her in the
face.
You're
going to punch her? Yeah. Okay, so you're not going to use any weapons. So you'll just roll 8 dice.
That's how confident I am. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow.
Yeah?
You just cold clock her. You just walk right up, just down, just out. Probably has a concussion.
Yeah, man, she did get that checked out.
But... After a little while, she just faintly gets up and is just like, you can have the armor! And hands you a breastplate.
Thanks.
Of plate mail.
Cool.
Now you have more armor.
Yay.
Congratulations. You beat that challenger very easily.
I wasn't worried. Pethany.
Okay, so now, going around a grouping of houses, the path diverges to your left and to your right. Which path do you want to take?
So I'm going to roll for it. Evens, left, odds, right.
6, so left?
Yes.
All right. You are heading left. So the path comes to sort of cul-de-sac.
Oh, nice.
But surrounded in spikes.
Oh, no.
And in the center is a large troll clutching a magic orb.
Where did the spikes come from?
The troll.
He set up spikes around his arena.
Yeah, he just is kind of making his home. They like to sleep surrounded by spikes that make a convenient arena.
Oh, I see. How large? Have I fought a troll before?
You did fight a troll before. Okay. They're definitely harder than the orcs.
Does he see me? Am I sneaky sneak?
He sees you, but... Okay. He doesn't have any ranged weapons on him, so he's just waiting on you to come closer.
Wouldn't a troll have bad vision?
Yeah, but it's like a pretty open path. Okay. There's not really anything to obscure you. So you could try your spell. You haven't used any spells yet.
I mean, why would I? Nah.
Oh, you do have the heal spell as well. I think I forgot to mention that earlier. Not that you need it right now, but just remember that.
Thank you. If I throw is my spear a one-time deal? Or do I just recollect
You'll be it? Able to retrieve it.
Okay, I'll throw my spear at him. Is that 2 dice or 1?
I think that the spear only gives you 1 die.
Okay. You are making things up as you go along.
Mm-hmm. Just like I was then.
You just look at your paper like, it gives you 1.
Here.
Yeah. 1.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you do 1 damage to the troll then. The spear hits him, but it doesn't stick. It just kind of bounces off him.
Mm.
So now he's mad, and he grabs a few of the spikes, and rips them out of the ground.
Oh.
And starts swinging them at you.
Gotcha. But I'm kind of far still.
He has very long reach. He has very long arms.
Okay.
Trolls have, like, long, droopy arms. He got 1-6, but you have a lot of armor, yeah. So it doesn't do anything.
Okay. Do you think I could go retrieve my spear and throw it at him again?
You wouldn't be able to throw it, but you could just make a melee attack with it.
Then I might as well just use my sword, because that's an extra dice.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. I take my sword out. And I go to stab, as you do. Ah, 2.
Okay. 2 more. Where do you stab him?
The knee. Ooh, I bet that's painful. Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of falls to that one knee. Yelps.
Ow!
Hey! In his pain, he wildly swipes at you.
Wildly?
He's aiming for your head. He's trying to knock off your helmet.
Oh, rude. That's rude. No.
But he misses.
Haha. So I headbutt him.
Okay.
Because, just to prove how strong my helmet is.
Okay, nice.
Haha, 1-6. Wait, and a 5. Nice. I thought I was going to regret that.
Take him out. Take him out with a headbutt. His big old troll nose.
Oh.
And he crumples to the ground.
Aww.
Dropping the magic orb that rolls across the ground.
Should I pick it up? Is it dangerous? He was holding it, and he's fine.
Their other magic orbs worked out pretty well, so.
Oh, is that what I absorbed?
Mm-hmm.
I absorb it.
You absorb it. You now have the power of invisibility.
Does it take points to use, or just forever?
Okay. No, it takes points, so.
And I only have 10 points, right?
You only have 10 points. Invisibility uses 6.
Mm.
Heal uses 3, and freeze uses 5. So with invisibility, you could use it to basically skip an encounter.
Okay, I see. I don't know, I think I like killing everybody. Maybe the sorcerer, but I need to kill them, right? I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You don't have to.
But don't I absorb its powers? I feel like that was a hint I got.
Maybe.
Maybe. So, I go skipping down my merry way.
You go past the fork down the other way in the path, and after a little while come across a lone armored orc.
They need to have a buddy system.
Yeah, it's true. They kind of just
all split up.
Go on their own. It seems like it's not working out well for them.
It's interesting. It's like an orc horror movie where they all split up and then there's just this one bad guy monster that like kills them all.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Definitely maybe overcompensated with the amount of power we gave you because now it's just not been much of a challenge. Maybe the sorcerer will be. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. There's an orc. That's where we left off?
There's an orc, yeah.
Okay.
He's got, he's armored. He's got the same kind of helmet you do.
Oh, man. Should I go on the other way? Where am I?
This was the only way to go. Because you took the left path, which dead-ended in a spiky cul-de-sac.
Oh, and now I've gone back.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
I understand. Oh, man. I lived across the street from a cul-de-sac growing up, and it makes me want to play basketball very badly. Just being in there. Is there a basketball hoop?
There's not. They've not invented it yet.
Is there old-timey basketball?
There is hoop ball.
Hoop ball.
Where you roll a hoop on the ground and you have to throw a ball through it.
Oh.
That's what people play in the olden days.
I think that'd be difficult to do solo.
Yeah, you'd have to be very fast.
I try my hand at it real quick.
The orc just kind of watches you. He's kind of just wondering what your plan is.
I roll a hoop at him.
He.
And then throw the ball.
He tries to stop the hoop. Give me a roll for the ball. Just roll your 8 dice.
Okay. 1, 2.
Like, so the orc is basically holding the hoop, like, right up by his face, and you play hoop ball, and you get it right through the hoop, knocks him right in the head, and knocks him back, and actually a pretty good hit on him.
Nice.
So now he's really mad, and he just takes the ball and he chucks it at you like you're playing dodgeball.
Oh, okay.
And he's gonna aim right at your head, the legal dodgeball move, and try and knock off your helmet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he does it.
Knocks
your
it off.
Helmet goes flying into the woods, and it's gone. Your helmet is gone.
That's such a dramatic throw to fly my helmet into the woods. I'm not even sure the physics of that at all.
This is a good orc. This orc made it to state.
they play discus.
Yeah. He's a very athletic little guy.
Well, I can't headbutt.
I mean, you could, but it would be more painful.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as effective. I say, good game. And just try to walk around him.
You're just going to try and walk past him?
But, and be like, good game, good game.
He goes to do the little high five, but the last second pivots to try and swipe you in the face.
Uh-huh.
Totally misses, though. But he is not a good sportsman.
So now he just looks like a dummy, and he's about to die.
Oh, no.
I'll use my sword to...
kill him?
Kill him.
Good.
I mean, and I do.
Oh, wow. Yeah. By a lot.
Do you, 4.
All right. Obviously, after this whole sports thing, like, there has to be a really good one-liner for as you walk by and kill him as he, like, whiffs trying to hit you.
I don't know if I've played enough sports to know what happened.
No, think of, like, a good, like, yeah.
Okay. The LeBron James chalk hands out. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. So you just do, like, so you just stab him, sheath your sword, and then just do that as he crumples behind you.
Have my arms
just do,
spread.
Like, Jesus pose, arms in the air, keep walking. Wow.
Wow.
They don't even stand a chance.
I wish Pethany was there to see that.
Yeah, she'll never know how
I
cool
feel a rivalry with her.
Well,
it
you
worked.
Beat her with one punch, so you shouldn't feel that much of a rivalry.
Could she have seen it, potentially?
Maybe. One of her houses is in the area, so it's possible.
Okay.
I mean, her house is in there, not one. She doesn't have Pethany's not rich. She doesn't have multiple houses in one village for some reason. This is her vacation home.
Yeah, in the same town.
So up ahead, you hear some arguing.
Is this an invisibility moment?
Up to you.
What type of voices?
Sounds like an orc and a goblin.
And I can understand what they're saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it.
You'll go invisible?
Yeah.
Okay.
It feels so risky. 10 points is like a... it's hard to ever choose to use them. But I don't want to not use them and then not... be able to experience the mystical part of this.
So you go invisible, like Frodo wearing the ring. Everything looks all kind of washed out, and windy and kind of weird.
But why?
That's what happens when you're invisible.
I don't know why that would be.
And so as you walk towards these two, you see what they're squabbling over is...
Oh man, is it just like a chicken?
No, it's... on the corpse of a villager they killed, there's a nice dagger. A nice ornate dagger with a nice carved hilt, and they're arguing over who should get it.
Okay. I take it and run.
Alright, well, they're too focused on, arguing with each other.
How about...
you're able to...
am I strong enough to pick up the whole guy?
Sure, but he's dead, and that's gonna be more noticeable.
True. I feel bad, like, just stealing my dead friend's stuff, though. But I don't want it. I don't want the bad guys to get his beloved dagger.
It's true, yeah.
I almost said Peter, but that's not funny.
Parkus.
It already starts with a P. Parkus. I don't want Parkus's beloved dagger.
Yeah, I don't want it to fall in the wrong hands.
True. Does he have anything else of interest?
No. He just has the dagger. I like how you went from, like, I don't want to steal his stuff, to, like, I want to loot the body. But where do you want to run off? There's a path that goes straight ahead and one, a smaller path off to the left.
I mean, it seems like I should run off to the left.
Okay. So you go down the narrow alleyway and you find, partway down there, as your invisibility wears off, an orc shield.
Oh boy!
So that's another point of protection for you. So now you got orc shield in your offhand. You've got a sword. You have a breastplate, but you have lost your...
My helmet.
Your helmet.
Yeah. Where do I keep the... Does a dagger close? Are these pocket knives? What do I do with the dagger?
You have a space on your belt for it.
Oh, you know what would be really cool now that I don't have a helmet? I could put it in my bun like a pencil.
I think that you are... confused as to it. This isn't like a butter knife. Like, it is like the blade is like like an inch and a half to 2 inches wide.
Oh,
so you could cut your bun off, is what you could
that
do.
That would be a terrible style.
But yeah,
style
it's
choice.
Like it's okay. A serious dagger. It's okay. Not just like a little pokey thing.
Okay, I just materialize a utility belt.
Cool.
Too bad I'm not wearing cargo pants. And had, like, a lot of pockets and a little hammer spot.
Too bad. Too bad you didn't sleep in your cargo pants.
Too bad.
The one time. So, do you want to keep going past that shield on this path? Or...
Sure.
Yeah, it makes sense. You don't want to go face the guy who has the invisibility spell on. So, you can't see you yet, but you can see that up ahead in a clearing, once you're out of this alleyway, is another armored orc.
Okay.
Do you want to do something about that?
Bow.
You gonna try and snipe him?
Well, yeah, should I do bow or spear?
Up to you, they do the same damage.
It's just they break after I use them according to the rules that you made up when I asked if I got my
arrows. But
back
you have 10 arrows.
Yeah. I'll try. Oh, wait, I have 9. I use one of my arrows.
True.
I'll use my spear.
Okay.
There's only really one.
Yeah.
Can't do it too fancy.
Roll for it.
One. 2, 3.
So you nearly kill him in one blow. It goes through his side and sticks there, pinning him to the ground.
Ooh.
He is obviously very upset by this and ready to fight, but he doesn't see you and is not able to get up anyway, so he's just struggling with the spear.
Okay, so now I'll use an arrow.
Yeah, go for it. Or you could throw your dagger, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And then retrieve it?
Yeah.
How many points would that be?
1.
1, 2.
Alright, so you finish off the dagger. You get it right in the slit in the helmet. And he goes down.
I'm good.
So you go and retrieve your bloody weapons. He doesn't really have anything of interest for you.
Okay. So just to confirm... I shouldn't be talking to... No one's going to give me interesting info. That's not written into this all.
Not really.
Okay.
There's not... I mean, to be honest, there's not much interesting going on. There's a bunch of guys in a town ready to fight. But the path continues ahead.
And so do I.
Takes a curve. And it goes around. And you reach a checkpoint.
Oh, easy peasy.
Which means...
It took me, like, an hour to reach a checkpoint last time.
You're going to be much faster. But you know what happens when you reach a checkpoint?
No.
It's boss time.
Boss time.
You see, in a dark cloak, with a large magical staff...
I want it.
...is... I gotta think of a name. What's a good name?
Dumbledore.
That's not it, with a P.
Oh, he doesn't need a P. Does he live here? What a twist.
It's Pavid.
Pavid.
Hello, Panastasia.
Pavid.
I guess you know who let the orcs into the village.
I guess you know who let the dogs out. Whoa.
It's a question long asked, and I'm here to answer it. It was me. You'll never be able to stop the Orc King. It's much better if you join us.
Okay.
Okay, you'll need to sign these papers.
And, okay, training begins Monday. How bad would that throw you off, though?
I would try and find a way to make it work.
Yeah.
But...
No, that's fine. I'll find this. I'll find him.
Okay.
I want that staff. How strong? How strong he's
pretty strong. Stronger than anything you've faced so far.
Okay. We're in the middle of battle, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember you had, like, bats. Like, there was a lot of options of things that could combat, and I've only bought very few.
Well, I think that I was planning on making a lot more levels than I did in reality.
Yeah, but you just, like, did it. There was so many things that I could fight that you would, like, assign points to.
I know.
And it's just been, what, orc, goblin, troll, challenger.
Mm-hmm.
You played, like, dragons.
Don't want to put, like, everything in one level.
All of that stuff. Okay. But that's cool. Sorcerer. That's a new one.
Yep. Okay. And he aims his staff at you. He starts charging it up.
Well, hopefully that takes him a little while, and I'll throw my, spear.
Okay. Pretty good.
3.
Yeah. You threw the spear?
I did.
So
you did it not work?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it worked. You chuck the spear through the air, and you manage to cut through his cloak and just cut him across the side of his chest, and then he releases his spell on you. I got 2, but you have 2 protection.
Nice.
So you hold up your shield and block the flame, and you're fine. You didn't take damage.
Okay. I'm going to do a sword attack, try to get max kill points here.
Okay.
Does he have any armor that I, besides?
No, it's just wearing a cloak.
Yeah. This isn't successful, isn't very successful, I wanted, like, to cut his hood off. I'm going to go for the neck.
Okay.
But, because I just don't want him to be able to mask his face and his true identity. I want him to have to face me like a man and a peer of my hometown.
Okay.
That's my grand plan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
I know.
So you get mad at this traitor.
David!
And what do? You went right for the neck?
Yeah.
Wow, just clean blow, straight through. Head falls backwards to the ground.
What if his hood catches it?
His hood catches it, and then just drags the whole body down.
Yeah.
And he drops his magic staff.
And I'm like, yeah.
And out of him floats a magic orb.
Okay, I absorb it, and I take the staff.
Get the fireball spell.
Yes! Do you want to high-five me, or... Nice.
And your magic points are charged to 10. And the staff will let you cast any spell that costs 5 or less without using your magic points.
So health. This seems bad, because that means I can just have permanent health.
Health, freeze, and fireball. You just wouldn't be able to do invisibility with it.
Okay. But basically, I can't die now.
Because
I could just heal myself constantly.
Potentially, yeah. But then you wouldn't be doing damage, and guys would just keep hitting you.
Yeah,
like, it's
but
really
I could...
for more, like, in-between battles.
But still.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, potentially.
Maybe health should be a separate one. I can use any sort of attack spell.
But you see that,
I'm here for the spirit of the game.
Very important. But right by Pavid's corpse, you see a trapdoor.
I thought you were going to say, like, his family and children.
No.
Like, that I just decapitated him in front of them. Okay.
It seems that he had a secret tunnel, and that's how he let all the orcs into the town.
Mm. Should I put his cloak on?
It's pretty tattered now.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I open the trapdoor.
Okay, well, that's... gets you into the next level.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
We moved
through the second part.
Nice.
The next level is the hidden cave. Panastasia has...
Wait, one last move.
Oh, yeah.
I sent a fireball down there just to clear things out. Okay. I don't want cobwebs and I have to crawl through.
Actually, it lights a torch that was right down there. So nice. Very convenient. Now you can see your way down.
Okay, what do I see when I look down?
You see a large area of the cave that then branches off three different ways.
Wow, that's the most options I've had this whole yeah. time.
Pretty wild stuff. So... that's where we'll pick up with Panastasia having saved Portobello Village, but having to defeat the traitorous Pavid, but continuing on, now pushing back this orc invasion, and perhaps this cave system could lead all the way to the King's Palace. And we'll see you next time. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
To our mystical quest. If you have anything you'd like to say to us, you can find us at Spiralbound Pod on Twitter, or you could just email us at spiralboundpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to see pictures of things, you can find some of that on Twitter.
And any pictures. Any kind of pictures. Cats.
Pictures from
the... Baby cows.
Pictures from the Spiralbound notebook. Some of them are up on Twitter, but all of them so far are up on our website, which is spiralboundadventure.wordpress.com. And I think that's it.
It'd be so cool if people left a review. That'd be cool.
Yeah, any that's really stars? Helpful to us, especially as a newer podcast starting out and as amateur podcasters who don't have a large following already. It really helps people to find the show. So if you enjoy it, just leave a short review. Don't have to say much, but just drop it on there, and then it'll help other people find the show.
Or you can do what I do and then just leave stars. I never say anything.
Yeah, that's really easy. That'll take you 2 seconds.
It really
you can
will.
Just do it from within your podcast app right now. The last thing to say is that our intro and outro song is Captions by The Notes and Scratches. Till next time.
Long live Portobello Village. Bye.
Bye.